Carpenter welcoming you to the Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant and Lou Brings Orchestra and Al Guest.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come
and I'm going to open up the shindig tonight with a little song the birdies sing. And I figured like this. If the little birds can do it, why can't I? Okay, Lou. I heard a robin this morning. I'm feeling happy today. Going to put my cares in a whistle. Blow them all away. What if I've been unlucky? Really, I ain't got a thing. There's a time I always feel happy as a king. When the red rouses out, bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more stopping when he stops robbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. The sun is red, live, love.
Oh, be happy.
What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bobbing, bobbing along. When the red, red robin starts bobbing along.
Song that's got so much rhythm in it, I may have to dance part of it. So come on, Lou, let's dance.
Goodbye, Blue. Birds are singing every old thing's in tune. Goodbye, Blue. Nothing but laughter morning and afternoon. I saw a rosebud in a store, so I'm going where there's more. Goodbye, Blue. Troubles are over, I'll be in clover soon. I'm Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth all I'm worth to put my tushes in an upper berth. Just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're gonna cover ground. And then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama bound. I'm Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging around. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth all I'm worth to put my sisters in an upper berth. Just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're gonna cover ground. And then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama bound.
Nice going, Ninny.
Oscar, that's Winnie, not Ninny. Your pronunciation is not clear.
If it was clearer than you think.
Oscar, now look, don't criticize the way I speak. It so happens I was the smartest student at PS 184 in Brooklyn. I was so smart, I graduated Mammy Cum Laude.
Mammy Cum what?
I said Laude.
But Al, seriously, Mr. Churchill has a wonderful command of the English language. When he speaks, the words literally flow out.
Well, Oscar, when I speak, they flow out too.
With you, it's not a flow.
No?
It's more like the sink has stopped and you're waiting for the plumber to come with the Drano.
Oscar, don't belittle me. I studied. Really, I studied hard. I used to go to night school to study diction. And I had a wonderful English teacher.
Really?
Yep. She taught me to speak just like she did.
How is Mrs. Nussbaum?
That's enough, Oscar. Sit down at the piano. Let's see how your friend Tchaikovsky speaks.
In the rococo graveyard,
I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet
and all of the girls I'm a-taking to that Easter
good, Al. That song makes me homesick for New York.
Yes, Oscar, there's no place like New York. Even my little boy, Asa, loves it.
Little Asa's only a year and a half old. What does he love about New York?
Well, I took him there about 6 months ago and he had lunch at Linda's. I remember he ate a couple of dill pickles, a bowl of chopped chicken liver, a hunk of pastrami, and 3 boxes of knishes.
How was he the next day?
Sick as a dog.
I suppose you took the infant over to the Winter Garden to show him where you used to work.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. All the chorus girls from Bobby Clark's show made a big fuss over little Asa. They kissed him and hugged him and played with him.
A chip off the old block, eh?
The old block ain't got much left to chip off, Oscar.
You know, Al, I'd like to go to New York just to see one show.
What show is that, Oscar?
Cole Porter's Kiss Me, Kate, I hear it's just wonderful.
Well, you may not be able to go to New York for that show, Oscar, but I know one of the songs, and it's real low down.
Sing it, Al. If you get too low, I'll pick you up.
Why can't you behave? Oh, why can you behave? After all the things you told me and the promises that you gave, why can you behave?
Oh, behave, baby. Behave.
Why can't you be good and do just as you should? Won't you turn that new leaf over so your baby can be your slave? Why can't you behave?
There's a farm I know near my old hometown, where if you can go and try settling down, then I'll care for you forever, 'cause you're all in the world I crave. But why can you behave?
Babe, you got the key to the washroom? I want to rinse this cigar. I'm afraid you're Groucho Marx. You bet your life. In case you don't remember, I'm Oscar Levant. Oscar, that's a strange name. Why couldn't your parents think of something more normal? Like Zeppo, Hoppo, or Gummo? Or even Zazu Pitts? You won't go far with a name like that.
It so happens that I've done quite well as a piano player.
Really? Well, I have just the thing every piano player needs, an Elgin American compact.
Why would a piano player need a compact?
Well, you can powder the seat of your pants and the bench makes it shiny. Now, Levant, before I make a poor man out of Jolson, how would you like to buy an elephant?
You're mad. What would I do with an elephant?
Make your own piano keys. Or I'll sell you some piano keys and you can make your own elephant.
Well, hello, Groucho.
Jolson, I don't like your attitude. Every time we meet, you say, hello, Groucho. How come you never say, hello, Tyrone?
All right. Hello, Tyrone.
Jolson, don't you know me? I'm Groucho. I'm one of the Marx Brothers. I'm the one that doesn't talk.
But you're talking right now.
No, well, that was you that was just talking. Jolson, I see you've raised a mustache.
Yeah, I did it for a reason, Groucho. I wanted to look a little older.
Well, I think you made it. And you might be interested...
Why don't you throw a beard in,
Mike? you might be interested to know, since I've had this mustache, a lot of people think you and I look alike, you know.
That's about the best reason I've ever had to shave mine off.
Jolson, I didn't come over here to find out what's going on under your nose.
Yeah?
Hell, someday you're going to want to retire again. Or is that just wishful thinking? You ought to have a business working for you. Something where the money's coming in and you don't have to sing.
Well, suppose the money doesn't come in.
Who cares as long as you're not singing?
But look, Rosso, I'm not interested in business. It's not exciting enough for me.
That's why my proposition is so good. Well, I want to sell you a ball team.
A ball team? No, thanks. Say, wait a minute. Maybe that's not a bad idea. Now, Bob Hope owns a part of the Cleveland Indians, and Bing Crosby owns part of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Rosso, what team did you have in mind for me?
The Bel Air Bloomer Girls.
A girls' baseball team?
Mm-hmm.
Rosso, that's ridiculous. Girls don't play good baseball.
Well, they probably know some other games, too.
But I've never even heard of the team, Groucho. Who do they play? Where do they play? Who are they?
Well, last week we played the Optimistic Donuts.
What?
The Optimistic Donuts.
Were the Optimistic Donuts any good?
No, I've never yet seen a donut that could play ball. On the other hand, I've never seen a baseball that you could dunk.
Did you ever get in a game with them, Groucho?
Yes, but for some reason, I can't get to play space with any of them.
Groucho, do you coach a team yourself?
That's right, Al. I used to get out there with the girls and take strenuous exercises.
I suppose that was to build up your resistance, eh?
No, it was to tear theirs down.
Well, I don't know about girls playing ball.
I don't know about you, Al, but they always play ball with me.
But tell me, Groucho, does a girls' team draw big crowds?
Well, at yesterday's game, there were 5,000 people in the grandstand.
Any bleachers?
Well, there were a few blondes there. Now, come on, Jolson, let's make a deal. You can have all the baseball bats, masks, and uniforms for $25.
It'd be the girls' expenses, you know what I mean?
You don't have to worry about it, Al. I perfected a device so when a girl is tired and hungry, it automatically feeds her.
What did you call it?
A man.
Groucho, I can't go into business proposition this way. You tell me they're good players, but I don't know. I don't know if they are or not.
Well, of course they are. Why, you should have seen the scouts here last night to lift them over.
Big league scouts?
No, boy scouts.
Groucho, what good is it for boy scouts to look at the girls?
Well, they learn you can start a fire without matches.
By the way, how many bats do you have?
Oh, just two or three. The rest of them look pretty good.
You're crazy. Now, Groucho, now look, this is between you. Don't try and tell me that. Aren't you fond of any of the girls?
Stop shaking the paper. I can't read.
Wait a minute. This has nothing to do with the paper. I want to know something. You got to tell me.
Natural shake?
What I want to know is, outside of this baseball, are you fond of any of the girls?
Now, let's see. Oh, yes. Well, to tell the truth. To tell the truth, and I'm trying to avoid it, I went for the pitcher, but I went too far and got the catcher.
Oh, she must be good looking, huh?
Oh, you'd like her after a fashion. You'd probably like her even better after an old fashion.
That begins to interest me. Now, there's something else I want to know. Do you play any double headers?
Not if I can get a girl with a single head.
Dolson, you got to buy this team. They're really fine players. Why, I got a shortstop who doesn't even use a glove when she plays.
How does she stop the ball?
With her face. What? Her face will stop anything. However, the center fielder has one bad habit. When she's running the bases, she always stops and walks from third base to home plate.
How come?
She says the fellas she knows with the fellas with...
Yes.
I've been waiting for you to do that. Al, are you taking this paper again? She says with the fellas she knows, walking home is a good thing to practice. I'm sorry I got to it.
Groucho, how's the batting average on the team? Do you have any girls who are good at pinch hitting?
Yes, one, but I help her.
How can you help her pinch hit?
Well, I pinch and she hits. But enough about the girls' team, Jolson. Let's talk about some other round figures, like your money.
Groucho, I'm not going to get involved in a money deal until I'm sure that you know something about baseball.
Know something about baseball? Al, you don't remember when I played with the Dodgers?
Brooklyn Dodgers?
No, draft.
What?
Then I was with the Chicago White Sox for 3 years.
Chicago White Sox for 3 years? Doing what?
Washing socks.
Yeah.
And there I went to the Red Sox and then to the Argyle Sox. After leaving the Sox, I was promoted to underwear. Started at the bottom. After that, I went to the... After that, I went to the Bush League.
What'd you do in the Bush League?
Trim bushes. 2 years later, I became a star pitcher. I remember my first big game. In the fourth inning, I threw my arm out.
You threw your arm out? What happened?
Someone in the stands threw it back in. They said there was no mustard on it.
So I don't think I want to buy a girl's team. Now, if there were any good, the major leagues would be looking over your players.
Well, they are. I have one girl. The Yanks are still after.
The Yanks are looking for her? Who is she?
Mademoiselle from Armand's here.
Groucho, that's the name of a song.
I know, and here's the name of another one, that little German band.
Okay, Groucho, you take the high notes, and I'll take the low notes. And I'll get to the end before you.
This should be a baseball song. It's coming in from left field, Al.
Here, the Kapellmeister, he's making every music.
Kapellmeister?
Yeah, the Kapellmeister, that's his whole sausage, you know.
Good, yeah.
Beneath my window every morn, I can hear a great big horn.
Papa, in the backyard there they are.
When they back money when they play, I give them more to go away.
They all play something new.
Yeah,
they blow until they're blue.
And when you think they're through, they sing a line or two. La 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 la,
such a pretty melody.
La 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 la,
like the babies in the tree.
La 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 la,
everybody sing with us.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
That was gold, Patty. Oh, wouldn't
she? You know something?
Yeah.
You, the day you sing, you should give it to Caruso.
But Caruso is dead.
I know. Oh, that music is so grand. From the little Sherman band.
What is that? There, something got sour in the fruit.
The baseball fell off. It's the best. Now he could almost round the rest.
They all stand in a ring.
Yeah, boy.
They play the same old.
They're no good. When the leader pulls the string.
Yeah.
They drop their horns and say, la, la, la,
la, la. Such a pretty melody. La, 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 la. Like the berries in the
Gypsy violins were playing at the Candlelight Cafe, and I smiled when I heard a gypsy say that love would come my way. Do not laugh, the gypsy told me as he bowed and walked away. Suddenly, you appeared before me at the Candlelight Cafe. There was wine, and there was music. And the gypsy winked his eye as our hands met across the table. And I kissed my heart goodbye. With the dawn, the music faded, but our love was here to stay, burning bright like the flaming candle. At the Candlelight Cafe.
Folks, when I was a kid, they didn't have radios and phonographs like they have today. In our house, we had one of those talking machines with a big horn on it. And whenever I was a good boy, my mother let me play my favorite record. It was Bing Crosby singing this song. Sailing so. Sailing so. Everyone is saying you don't love me, sailing so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me, sailing so. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me sailing too. Say that everything is still okay, that's all I want to know. And what they're saying is so. Good night, everybody.
Jolson Show was released for listeners in the United States by NBC, the National Broadcasting Company, and rebroadcast to our men and women overseas by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, voice of information and education.